You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Views expressed on this program are the responsibility of those who make them. They do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are and wherever you are all around this planet, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad to be here myself. I can assure you, those of you who are listening for the very first time tonight, a special welcome. I'm delighted you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. You know, it's been a very, very, very interesting week. The last time I spoke to you was on Friday night. I spoke to you a little bit last night. But the last time I hosted a show was last Friday night, and then on Saturday evening, I had a very mysterious thing happen to me, and I have to tell you, it wasn't anything at all like what I had imagined a stroke would be. I suffered a stroke. I know that I don't sound like it, and that's a surprise to me. It's a big, big surprise to me. Some people have suggested to me that perhaps I suffered what's called a TIA, a transient something. Anyway, not actually a real stroke. No, it's a real stroke. They checked it on CAT scan and MRI, and it's a real stroke. I should have some paralysis, but I don't. And I am delighted that I don't, and I'm delighted to be here. Believe me, I am. And when I say that I'm delighted you're here, I really mean that. I've received email from literally all over the world, from everybody in every walk of life, and even from a number of other talk show hosts, and people wishing me well, and telling me that they're praying for my speedy recovery. And I have to tell you, folks, there must be something to that prayer thing, because on Saturday night, it was a matter of things shutting down rather rapidly. And then by mid-morning on Sunday, I was beginning to be very much back up to where I was. So, like I say, there's got to be something to that. I'll get into a little more detail with that tonight. It's Open Line Live, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. I'm going to ask you to help me out with that, because I haven't been able to be researching all week on the computer. And so I'm not really up to speed for an Open Line Live, but I want to have one. I want things to be back to normal, and I know you'll help me with that. We'll talk about what's on your mind, and we'll do that right after we come back from this break.
Nine,
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
Mouse click away from a better way to rent movies. Blockbuster Total Access. Movies through the mail plus movies through the store. One low price. Get a free trial at your Blockbuster store or Blockbuster.com.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's Ralph? Come here, Ralph. Okay, Ralph. I want you to mount the flat screen on this wall, and then I want you to put the speakers here and here and hook it up to our computer so we can play slideshows and music. Ready, Ralph? Install.
For home theater help, you don't need a dog. You need Fire Dog. Home theater installation, PC service, wireless, and more. Fire Dog, your digital home companion at Circuit City.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have a caller on the line. Caller, your first name, and where are you calling from?
Kevin, it's Bob just outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and let me say it is so good to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's and I mean this in the humblest terms. It is also good for me to hear my voice.
Understood. Yep, we've been doing some praying over here for you. We actually just got word of it from Ghost Radio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what had happened. I thought that maybe your server was under attack again. You know, so I kind of wrote it off and try you every night and, you know, see what happens. And after reading the heads up there from Ghost Radio, they had put something there on their website to explain what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, we were praying for you. You know, gosh, I hate saying this, but I think I even got a little emotional when I heard it.
Well, Bob, I want you to know I truly appreciate it. This has not been a path I would have chosen. On the other hand, it's been rather amazing.
Yeah, you know, I think the power of prayer is probably pretty evident, and I don't have much more to say. I'm sure that the rest of the guys want to, you know, call in and say hi. But, hey, from the bottom of my heart, all of my heart, it is really good to hear you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the call. Let's go to the other line, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Don.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it.
I thought you must be on the air, but I'm unable to get you on any of the feeds online.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's the deal with that. Me and Omnisound worked on this prior to going on the air, and everything was working. Now it's not. Have you tried Ghost Radio?
Yeah, and both Omnisound and Ghost Radio is airing some other show.
Oh, well, how interesting. Okay, well, we're up, we're running, and a few people can hear us. So, what can I say?
So, how you feeling?
I'm doing well, I think. My blood pressure is in the stratosphere, but other than that, I'm doing quite well.
You know, and I really wanted to tune in tonight and hear your voice, and I thought you must be on the line, but I thought maybe for some reason you were going to be on at 8 o'clock instead of 7, so.
But. Yeah, well, you know, out here in Arizona, we don't change our time, and by golly, we don't change our mind.
And so what happens is when the entire rest of the world changes to daylight savings time, then broadcasters out here have to physically change the time we sit down at the mic.
Yeah, and normally I don't even keep up with the daylight savings time, but I've heard so much about it on the news that they were switching early this year. And like you say, you know, we're in Arizona, we don't change.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Don, thanks for the call.
Okay, it's good to have you back, Kevin. I really mean it. It is great to hear you again, and you really gave us a scare.
Well, thank you, Don, and I have to tell you, I gave myself a scare. But thankfully, I lived through it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hey, Brent.
Kevin,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're back.
Thanks, Brent.
And I will say this. You Arizonans may not change your mind, but here's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
A rancher has the right to change his mind.
Okay.
A woman has the right to change her mind.
Okay.
A female rancher has the right to change her mind while she's changing her mind.
A female what?
Rancher.
Okay. That's a mind bender.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just keep laughing, my friend.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you folks about this thing with the player and with the feeds. And, you know, I don't know. It's a battle I have fought and fought and fought. You know, there's no more fight left. It either just has to come to Jesus or it has to go to Blazers, one or the other. I didn't get finished thanking everyone that I want to thank, because you see what happened was I always thought if you have a stroke you have this like splitting headache, right? That's what I thought. I had absolutely no headache, no pain, no little twinge, no nothing. The feeling was, if you can picture an electric fan, you just reach over and unplug it, and all of a sudden, that fan starts immediately to slow down, and it slows down rapidly. And as it begins to slow down, the rate of its slowdown increases. In other words, it slows down more and more rapidly. Well, that's kind of how it was. I was just sitting watching TV on Saturday night, and all of a sudden, I was suddenly aware that the fan had been unplugged, if you can visualize that. I walked into the other room, and Al, he's our producer, asked me if I was okay, and I said, no, I'm not. I really don't remember a great deal after that, except I remember I became really, really nauseated. And the next thing I knew, we had fire department EMTs present. Al had called 911. I don't know who you guys are and gals who came out. I don't know your names. I couldn't even open my eyes. I could hear you. But I thank you for coming out and doing what you do. Now, you know, you're trained to do it. It's your job to do it. But at the same time, you really don't have to. You could be doing something else. And I appreciate you taking the time to be the pros you are and for coming out and taking care of me until the ambulance EMTs arrived. And I want to say the same thing to the ambulance EMTs. I never opened my eyes that I can remember. I don't know who you are. But thank you. And then, you know, when I got to the hospital, there were lots of nurses and nurses' aides and doctors that came around working. I do remember about every 15 or 20 minutes being awakened for someone checking blood pressure and someone giving me medicine and so forth. I don't remember all the names. I don't remember the faces because in those first few hours, I was really, really out of it. So I, in a way, I guess I should apologize for that. And in another way, I just wasn't able to open my eyes and see you and remember you. But I appreciate you for being the professionals that you are and for doing what you had to do to keep me alive. I appreciate that. Now, there, you know, I mentioned earlier that I got lots of email from people. Lots and lots of email. Hundreds of emails. And I appreciate it. I do. From people who said, you know, I'm wishing you my very best, and me and my family, we're praying for you, and so forth. And I got one from Singapore, and I got one, a bunch of them from places like Germany and France and the United Kingdom, lots of them from the United Kingdom and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, all over the world, and then, of course, all over the United States. And I really appreciate you taking the time to tell me that, you know, you're concerned for me and that you're praying for me. I do appreciate that. But out of all the people that I appreciate, and believe me, when I say I appreciate you doing what you did, and, you know, the prayers and the emails, and I mean, it's overwhelming, really. But of all the people that I appreciate, the three people that I appreciate the most are my children who flew out here from Texas. My children, they're grown and pretty darn good kids, I got to tell you. They're not kids anymore, but I still call them that because if I if I admit they're not kids, it makes me sound older. But anyway, these three young people are just incredible young people. And they got on an airplane and flew out here to take care of Dad. And I really appreciate that. And they're still here. I had not seen them in quite some time, but they're out here, and we've had a good time, and it's just been wonderful, really. As a matter of fact, we went to see a movie today. We went to see this movie 300. Now, I got to tell you, don't take your family to see this movie if you're concerned about blood and gore and things like that. It's not gratuitous, but it is, it's a war movie, okay? And it's a war movie from the days of swords and spears, and they don't hide anything with this movie. It's, you see a lot of blood here. But really a powerful movie and a powerful message in the movie, and I do recommend for adults to go see it. And I wouldn't take the kiddies, but I recommend for adults to go see it. It's got a message in there, a very, very strong message that I think people in all of Western culture need. It's got more than one message. It's a multi-layered film. It's historical, based on a historical event. But the message of that event, I think Western culture really needs to pay attention to it. So go see it. It's called The 300. And, of course, it's about the 300 Spartans that stood against Xerxes. And what a fabulous and heroic thing they did. And had Xerxes baffled, really, as to how could these 300 hold off his thousands. But they did. And I think it's well worth seeing. Now, this is open line night, and that means that you may call in, and we will talk about what is on your mind tonight. Some of you have already called in and welcomed me back. I am glad to be back, and I will be back again tomorrow night. Now, from time to time, I'm going to have to take a little bit of time off, in order to continue to recuperate. But I'm here tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night with Robbie Thomas, And then we'll see how it goes for next week. But I'll put in some time each week. And I have to take a night or two off each week as well for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. But tonight, we'll talk about what's on your mind. Now, the telephone number, toll-free throughout the continental United States and Canada, is 1-800-289-1092. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus. I am so glad that you're back on the air and that you're doing much better.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You know, I think I can speak for maybe all of us when we say that we were very concerned and very worried what happened to you. And I know that we're very glad that you're back on the air again and that hopefully you're going to get better.
Well, thank you. I sincerely appreciate that. You know, I learned some lessons from this. I learned that if that's what death is, so what? It's not so bad. It didn't hurt. And now the nausea I could do without. But,
right.
But there was no pain, and I was I could hear everything that people said.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and there was no fear. I got a little bit ticked. I was, you know, I wanted to open my eyes. I wanted to walk,
mm-hmm.
and things wouldn't work. And, you know, I just had to lay on the floor. And so I was a little ticked about that because when I decide I want to do something, I generally do it, you know.
Right. Like, I think that would probably be like any of us that, you know, have had a similar or something happening like that to them. My dad had a... something almost similar, but it was more a heat stroke, back in the late 80s. That's when we discovered that he had high blood pressure, and it took me finding him out in the back of his garden on a hot afternoon in August to when I was getting home from work to call the ambulance and rush him to the hospital. And he wasn't, I was, you know, really worried that, you know, he was having a stroke or something, but... when the doctor came back to me from the ER, he basically said, I said, you know, is my dad having a, you know, a heart attack or stroke? He goes, no. He said, I think he just is having a, you know, heat exhaustion. But he said his blood pressure is dangerously high. And that's when he was diagnosed with that and put on medication. It runs in the family. I have it myself, but I've been on medication now for about 2 years. But when it comes to stuff like that, you really... it can hit you all of a sudden. You know, you may think you're in the best of health, and you may have even had a checkup with your doctor, a physical, and it can hit you from nowhere. And sometimes, it's like you said, you know, these things are warning signs to us, and, you know, we need to pay attention to them.
Well, and I'll tell you, I'm trying to pay attention to
mm-hmm.
them. I'm eating blood pressure medicine like it's M&M's. And it's not bringing it down. So, you know, I may not be around for much longer. And then again, I may. And, you know, all I can do is say that I can't go today. I'm too busy.
Right. Have you been taking medication for quite some time or
no.
just started it?
No, just started.
Okay, it's going to take a little while. Your body's going to have to adjust to it and everything.
Yeah.
It actually took me three times before we were able, my doctor and I were able to find medication that would keep mine in line. I can't take any ACE inhibitors because they make me cough really bad, and those are side effects of that particular type of medication. I'm on Tenolol, which is a beta blocker,
mm-hmm.
and that seems to work pretty good. My blood pressure is within the normal to pre-hypertension range, mostly normal. So I think... you know, you're probably going to have to experiment with different types, and hopefully you'll be able to come across a specific type of medication that will definitely, you know, get your blood pressure under control. But, you know,
my blood pressure is up in the he died last year range.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so.
When I saw it up, when I saw it on the email that Al sent us, I was very concerned because I said, you know, my dad was very close to that when he collapsed back in the late 80s. But, you know, thank God that, you know, he didn't have a stroke. It was, you know, heat exhaustion, but brought on by his blood pressure. My grandmother, had passed away from a stroke in her sleep, and she had had a series of mild strokes before that happened. So it runs in my mom's side of the family, and that's something else, you know, I try to keep an eye on, too. But
yeah.
All you can do is be positive. What I wanted to do was I wanted to kind of bring up a topic. I was kind of perusing, I don't know if you've seen, kind of looked at the Alien Seeker news website lately.
I haven't done anything lately.
I try to get better. Well, according to this, there's an article in there saying an orderly visit of extraterrestrial federation in 2012. I don't know if you've come across that or not, but basically, this is. I'm just going to kind of read it, a little bit of it real quick, and maybe we can, you know, talk about it.
Okay.
The world is getting ready for something spectacular in 2012. I'm sorry, I think I'm getting a cold, but it could be my sinuses. I've just been really congested today. According to researchers, the Federation of the Universe, representing all the 88 star constellations, will officially visit Earth in 2012 and reveal themselves. It will bring an end to all UFO cover-ups in various countries. In many countries all over the world, the rumors are floating around that many governments are being contacted at this time, slowly to announce their presence and coming official visit. According to some, the human civilization has finally reached a level when the Earth can officially become part of the Federation of the Universe. They want an order and no panic among people. But a slow but steady process is on to slowly make people of the world ready to see the representatives of the Federation of the Universe.
Okay, Debbie, if you will, just hang on, and you can read the rest of that when we come back from break. We have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm quite interested in knowing about this Federation coming. We'll be back.
How's the coverage with that phone?
Yeah, it doesn't work that great everywhere, but
that doesn't come back to bite me.
Hello?
There's been a mistake.
You took home a poisonous cottonmouth.
I missed that last part. What?
It could bite you.
I lost shit.
Hello?
Besides, I'm playing with my snake.
Wish you were on a more reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless has the fewest drop calls of any national carrier.
Good.
Come give daddy kiss.
Yeah. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you.
You're just a mouse click away from a better way to rent movies. Blockbuster Total Access. Movies through the mail plus movies through the store. One low price. Get a free trial at your Blockbuster store or Blockbuster.com.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's Ralph? Come here, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. I want you to mount the flat screen on this wall, and then I want you to put the speakers here and here and hook it up to our computer so we can play slideshows and music. Ready, Ralph? Install.
For home theater help, you don't need a dog. You need Fire Dog. Home theater installation, PC service, wireless, and more. Fire Dog, your digital home companion at Circuit City.
I'm speaking with Debbie from Columbus. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. And we're talking about the Federation of Galactic Federation.
Yeah. Okay. They call it the Federation of the Universe.
Okay.
That's what they call it. Okay.
And so they say they're going to show up in 2012.
Mm-hmm. In 2012, mm-hmm. And they're contacting folks from around the world. There's not too much more to read. The Federation represents all of the 88 constellations of stars. And then it just tells a little bit, but constellations are patterns seen in the positions of stars. The modern celestial sphere is divided into 88 regions, each containing constellation of stars. celestial sphere is an imaginary sphere surrounding the Earth on which all heavenly objects, stars, galaxies, nebulae, all seem to lie. The map of the universe and charted position of galaxies will be presented to the Earth. In 2012, the world will come to understand finally the actual evolution process, the process of bending time and space, the fact that gravity is a wave and not a force, and the fact that the whole universe is run through electromagnetic flux generated through natural process or artificial means. The Earth will also be exposed to possible dangers to our planet that we do not even perceive. Emergency evacuation plans will be created in case of an unseen and unperceived calamity like what happened to Mars millions of years back. There is a genuine attempt being made to protect our civilization. The Earth will be made ready to understand who we are, where is our origin, and where is our future. Even things like what happens to us after death and so on will also become clear in 2012. The world is getting ready for the facts, slowly but steadily.
All right, what's the source of this article? I know it's on Alien Seeker News, but who is it?
It says here that there's a website, and it's www.indiadaily.com. It's an editorial, I guess.
Uh-huh.
This is just something that I happened to see on Alien Seeker, and I thought it might be something interesting to talk about.
Well, from several points of view. One, just a little precautionary note, the India Daily, it's not quite the National Enquirer,
mm-hmm.
but it's not quite the Wall Street Journal either.
Right, right.
On the other hand, they have reported things that people laughed at, and then it turned out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is a possibility. Now, 2012 is a big target date.
Right.
And it's got a lot of people worried. It's got a lot of people pumped up. They're excited about it. Different reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen? 2012, is it going to be good or bad or ugly?
I think it's, I still hold with the old premise about what we've talked about in the past about 2012. I tend to believe that it's going to be positive. Whether exactly, well, I just, how can it get worse? I mean, that's the only way I can see it. How can things get worse than what we've already got right now? I mean, it could. I mean, you know, God forbid we could, you know, blow ourselves up. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think, you know, we've learned after...
Well, you could be under Sharia law tomorrow.
Huh?
You could be under Sharia law tomorrow.
Well, is that Islamic?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, I don't really think I'd like that. I do have Islamic friends, but
how could things get worse? Less freedom.
True. We could be under martial law.
That could be true.
Mm-hmm. So I always try to be upbeat and positive about 2012. I don't like to be a doomsday person who, you know, goes around, one of those people with the sign around their neck that says, you know, bring in the bell like they did in The Sand. I don't know if you remember that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the character in there, and he was this, you know, prophet, doomsday, soothsayer guy who was running around the city, you know, with a sign around his neck said the end of the world is near.
Mm-hmm.
He was ringing a bell.
Yeah.
And so it just came to mind when I was saying this. But I don't tend to be that kind of person. I'm realistic about life in general, but I don't want to be pessimistic or negative when it comes to 2012, because I think it's going to be an awakening for all of us. And hopefully it's going to be an awakening for the better and not for the worse. That's how I tend to look at it. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting article. I don't know, maybe this might come to pass. Maybe, you know, the Federation of the Universe, or the Galactic Federation as I call it, may come. And they may mm-hmm. say, well, you know, okay, there's quite a few folks here on the Earth that are enlightened enough for us to maybe try to talk with. Let's take a spin on it.
All right, well, let's find out what others think about this Galactic Federation coming, and
and what they think about this, the possibility that it may happen in 2012. Debbie, thanks for the call.
Kevin, thank you, and have a wonderful recovery.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, 1-800-289-1092 is the toll-free number. Toll-free throughout North America. And if you live outside of North America, you can send me a flash message. Send an email to flash@kevinsmithshow.com. It's the only email that I read during the show. I do read that during the show, but it must come from outside of North America. Okay? If you're inside North America, we have this wonderful, magical technology. It's a transporter. And if you push the right numbers in the right sequence on this little thing called a telephone, it will transport you right here into the studio, and we'll talk, all right? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Kevin. This is Tony from Oklahoma.
Hello, Tony.
I hope you got my email.
I'm sure I did. I got several hundred, and I did read them.
I'm sure. It's the Vista Lover.
Oh, yes. I saw that. You know, that was unique. Out of hundreds of emails, you're the only one who put in there that you love Vista. You are in a vast minority.
I'm sorry to hear that. I think it's fantastic. Among other things, I first want to say I'm awfully surprised to hear you back on tonight, and exceptionally happy to hear you back on.
Well, thank you.
And that you're on your way to recovery. I hope it happens fast and without much trouble. And I really, really wish you all the best.
Well, Tony, I appreciate it. I'm as surprised as anyone, because everyone I ever knew that had a stroke had problems, you know, in recovery and some paralysis and things, but...
Except for Whitley's wife.
Did she also have that?
Yes, she had a... I'm not going to say it was massive, but she had a stroke, I believe it was in California.
Uh-huh.
And they rushed her right to the hospital, and she made a complete recovery, no problems whatsoever afterwards.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'll get in touch with him and kind of swap notes maybe if I can with his wife about this. I'm surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing, I know this is off the subject and whatever, but my son just bought a Mac.
Yeah.
And he says that a lot of the stuff that just came out on Vista, Mac has had for 5 years.
Well, I'm not surprised. Are you?
No, I can't say that I am. But why don't they sell Macs like they do the, you know, all the other PCs? I mean, there's only a limited amount of places that you can go to and actually look at a Mac and or buy.
Well,
where you could go anywhere and buy a PC.
Right now you can. Right now you can. But now that they have incorporated all that stuff that Mac has had for 5 or 6 years, just look at Mac and you're looking at the future of Microsoft. Linux is on the way.
So many people like Linux, I just don't like anything about it.
Well, the problem with Vista is that it is absolutely, totally incapable of doing the simplest things that we need to do for broadcasting. It simply doesn't have the features that XP had that would do those things, and it just can't do it. It's crippled.
I believe I mentioned this in the answer to your email, but I bet you that it's just something really simple. It's not allowing. I don't know anything about broadcasting over the internet, so you know I can't say anything about that. But I bet
well, it just can't bring
really, really simple.
No, it can't. It has no internal mixer.
It does not have an internal mixer.
No. It has volume controls. That's all.
But see, it will not record at the same time that you're playing. It will not play at the same. Hmm.
XP did.
Oh yeah, all Windows did up until Vista. That's a dirty window.
It must be a glitch.
No, it's designed that way. It is designed so that it cannot play and record at the same time.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. That's why I don't use it.
I hear you. I hear you.
Listen, Tony, thanks for the call.
No, thank you. I appreciate your time, Kevin. And again, all the best.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye. 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. And what do you think, folks, about this Galactic Federation? Now, I've heard about this before. I've had people ask me what I think about it. I don't know. I mean, you know, anything is possible, is it not? And if I'm going to sit at this microphone and say that it is entirely possible that there are intelligent races visiting this Earth, then I have to be open-minded enough to say it's possible there's a federation of these civilizations. And at the same time, I have to be honest with you and say, you know, I don't know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Michelle from Quebec.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Kevin. Good to hear you.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, as good as can be.
Good.
And you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I heard it in your voice.
Thanks.
And you remember what I told you in that email? Listen to your doctors.
Well, Michelle, I am, and I appreciate that. I am pushing myself to be back tonight. But it's not that big of a push. Okay? It's just for tonight and tomorrow night. I'm not keeping those 20-hour days.
Well, you know how it is at our age, Jay.
I don't know. How old are you, Michelle?
Same age as you, Kevin. 53.
Well, I know how it is, then. Yeah.
I have to do this 20-hour days, and we used to do them when we were 18, but now it's getting a little harder.
Well, yeah, I can still do 20-hour days, but my body just said, nope, not going to do it.
I can understand that, but it's good to hear you, Kevin.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Anyway, I'm going to let somebody else phone in and let them say hi to you, because we all missed you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And you just take it easy.
Okay, I'll do my best, and thanks for the call. All right, 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. It's toll-free throughout North America. And that means from the very tip-top of Canada to the very bottom tip of the United States, it's toll-free. You know, there are days on which I would say that a galactic federation seems like a likelihood. There are days on which I would say that's science fiction. But on all of those days, I would say, I don't know for sure. I really don't. But there's this article now that has appeared saying that in 2012, the Galactic Federation is going to make official visits to Earth. And that we're all going to know about it. Do you think a Galactic Federation exists? I'm talking about, we're talking about a federation of intelligent extraterrestrial beings. Do you think that exists? If so, do you think they are coming here in 2012? Call me and let me know. The line will be open just for you when we come back, all right?
sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's Ralph? Come here, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. I want you to mount the flat screen on this wall, and then I want you to put the speakers here and here and hook it up to our computer so we can play slideshows and music. Ready, Ralph? Install.
For home theater help, you don't need a dog. You need Fire Dog. Home theater installation, PC service, wireless, and more. Fire Dog, your digital home companion at Circuit City.
You're just a mouse click away from a better way to rent movies. Blockbuster Total Access. Movies through the mail plus movies through the store. One low price. Get a free trial at your Blockbuster store or Blockbuster.com.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
What kind of music is this?
Death metal.
I don't get this new stuff.
No. Are you kidding me? These guys got everything they know from the marauding Visigoth warriors. You know, the Dark Age.
What?
Dark Ages!
600 years of degenerate, godless, inhuman behavior. The Dark Ages, only on the History Channel.
Hey, how's the coverage with that phone?
Yeah, doesn't work that great everywhere, but
that doesn't come back to bite me.
Hello?
There's been a mistake.
You took home a poisonous cottonmouth. I missed that last part. What?
It could bite you.
I lost you.
Hello?
Besides, I'm playing with my snake.
Wish you were on a more reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless has the fewest drop calls of any national carrier.
Good.
Come give daddy kisses.
Yeah. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you.
And we're back. We're talking about this Galactic Federation. It's Open Line Live. We'll talk about whatever you wish to talk about. And you bring the topic to the table, and it's on. We'll serve it for dinner, believe me. But Debbie called in with this idea, not just an idea, but it's in an article that she presented to us, and it's about a Galactic Federation. And, of course, there was this Galactic Federation in Star Trek, remember? Captain James T. Kirk was a Federation starship commander. He was in the Federation Starfleet. May just be science fiction. It may be real. The existence of a Federation of some sort. I'd like for you to think about whether you think such a federation actually does exist. I mean, really, and I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what you think about that. Do you think it actually exists? The Cassini space probe is doing some incredible, phenomenal science up around Saturn. As you know, it has flown near the moon of Saturn called Titan on several occasions. It's taken some photographs. One of the things that has been discovered on Titan now as a result of the work of the Cassini spacecraft is that there are some seas on Titan. Now, these seas, they believe, are full of methane, but nevertheless, seas. Is it possible that life could have developed on Titan that operates off of methane like we operate off of water and oxygen? Is that a possibility? If so, perhaps we could work out some kind of exchange program to send them some of our pollution, and they could send us some of whatever it is, the byproducts of their processes. Okay? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Martha in Arkansas.
Well, hello, Martha. How are you?
Hey, kid. It's good to hear you on the radio.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, if there is one of those galactic federations, I sure love to be an ambassador.
Well, now, Martha, I think that you would be my pick for an ambassador, but I don't think you would make it.
Why?
Because I don't think they would like it if you said to one of their guys, I think this guy's a fraud.
Well, they wouldn't be frauds. I mean, they would be certified ambassadors. I mean, they would have, you know what I mean?
I'm joking.
you know, I only do that when I'm right.
Oh, well, I tell you, it was one of the most fun nights I ever had on the radio.
Well, you probably wanted to say something, but you can't.
Oh, I can, but I prefer to give the listeners the opportunity to say what they want without me coloring their opinions.
Well, you know, if you really did hold their feet to the fire like I would like to see you do sometimes, I know you wouldn't have many guests. They wouldn't come back.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So you did the right thing. So, but you know, if these guys are coming in 2012, I hope they pay for the party. I hope they give us rides. And I sure would like to have one of those new bodies.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they are coming?
Well, I don't know. I think it's there's a good chance.
So you don't look at 2012 as something fearful?
Oh no, I'm looking forward to it actually. I'm hanging in here just for that.
Uh huh. Well, I don't know what I think will actually happen on 2012. I tend toward nothing.
Well, that's probably what'll happen. But you know, if we didn't have our visions in our dreams, you know, life would be kind of boring.
Yeah, it would. It would. And, you know, as long as we're speculating about 2012, we may as well, everyone who says anything at all about what's going to happen in 2012, at this point, it's a speculation. So as long as we're speculating, we may as well dress it up and make it pretty.
But how many things, Kevin, have first been, in the stories, in the movies and everything, as fiction that have come to pass?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that in the movies, the fictions, the books, and all that precedes reality. And so we've had a lot of it, so there's a good chance. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that at this point, since we're not there yet, and since regardless of what we think 2012 is going to be like, either way, we're speculating. We may as well speculate good things.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And really, in this day and time, you almost have to to keep your eye on the good things and the things you want to happen, or you go kind of nuts.
Let me change the subject just a moment and ask you a question.
Okay.
Does it bother you to watch a movie where there is any blood?
Blood?
Mm-hmm.
I do not watch war movies. I do not watch, torture scenes. I do not go to movies that are just vicious. All the V's.
Well, if you do decide, this one is historical. It's based on a historical event.
Uh-huh.
If you do decide to deviate from that just a little bit, go see 300.
Oh, yeah, I read the review of that today.
It's powerful.
Wow.
I think everyone in Western civilization had better see it.
Huh.
I really, during World War II, when the Nazis were roaming Europe, people were afraid to do or say anything to engender any kind of resistance against the Nazis, because the Nazis were brutal and they'd kill you.
Right.
And one of the things that was done right under the Nazis' nose was the production of a play called Antigone. And this is a classical Greek play.
Right.
And the message of that play was so powerful that it engendered many undergrounds to begin to fight against the Nazis. That's all I will say about this, and go see 300.
Okay, I might just do that.
Yeah, you may have to close your eyes a couple of times, but it's a powerful, powerful movie.
Well, I have remember seeing things about the Holocaust. One program that was on television back in the 50s or 60s that I do remember, it was entitled A Boy of Our Times, and I would just never forget. I just never forget that.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, thanks for the call.
Thanks for being back.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
1-800-289-1092. Federation? 2012? What do you think? Now, some of you, you're willing to believe that UFOs are real. Of course, I say there's nothing to believe. That's like believing in doorknobs. Either they're real or they're not. If you can see it, if you can take a picture of it, there's nothing to believe. Believe is stuff that goes with faith, all right? It goes with religion. The word believe and the word faith actually come from the same Greek word, which is pistuo. You see, you thought I didn't know that, but I do. It's the same Greek word that gets translated as either believe or faith, but it's the same thing. A lot of people in English, they make a big difference and say, oh, no, faith is this and believe is that. Nope. Sorry. Wrong. We know where the words come from, and the word believe and the word faith come from pistuo, which is Greek. Now, you are willing to buy UFOs, but like me, you have a hard time buying a Galactic Federation. Caller, if you'll hang on until we come back from this break, I'll put you on first thing, but a break is on us. And there's nothing I can do about it. Are you willing to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-289-1092.
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles, and free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Kevin Smith here. Do you have your Kevin Smith Show t-shirt yet? No? Well, let today be the day you step into the world of galactic fashion. Visit the Kevin Smith Show online store and get yours today.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's Ralph? Come here, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. I want you to mount the flat screen on this wall, and then I want you to put the speakers here and here, and hook it up to our computer so we can play slideshows and music. Ready, Ralph? Install.
For home theater help, you don't need a dog. You need Fire Dog. Home theater installation, PC service, wireless, and more. Fire Dog, your digital home companion. At Circuit City.
You're just a mouse click away from a better way to rent movies. Blockbuster Total Access. Movies through the mail, plus movies through the store. One low price. Get a free trial at your Blockbuster store or Blockbuster.com.
Hey, how's the coverage with that phone?
It doesn't work that great everywhere, but...
that doesn't come back to bite me.
Hello?
There's been a mistake.
You took home a poisonous cottonmouth.
I missed that last part. What?
It could bite you.
I lost shit.
Hello?
Besides, I'm playing with my snake.
Wish you were on a more reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless has the fewest drop calls of any national carrier.
Good.
Come give Daddy kiss.
Yeah. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you.
Warriors, you know, the Dark Age.
What? The Dark Ages!
600 years of degenerate, godless, inhuman behavior. The Dark Ages, only on the History Channel.
The century is the simple truth. The path is blind, is by the cruel perspective and perception. And the art of self-deception. From Galilee to Galileo, center of the wheel. Turn your eyes to starry skies and tell me what you feel.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
And we are back. It is the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And we have a caller waiting online. So, caller, your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don again.
Yes, Don.
I heard you mention the movie The 300.
Yeah.
Did you see the original? This, you know, The 300 is a remake of the 300 Spartans from 1962.
Right. No, I didn't see the original.
Oh, yeah, the original was a fantastic movie. I remember as a kid, and I seen that movie, and it's always stuck in my memory. And I went out here, I don't know, about 6 months or ago, and I bought the DVD, but I haven't watched it yet, and I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but... the movie really stood out, and I have been seeing the previews for the new movie. It's just that we don't go out to the movies. We wait till they come to DVD because we spend so much money building a dedicated home theater room. But the thing is, now we watch less movies than anyone else, and we just don't have the time. I got probably 1,400 movies plus a media server with 400 movies on, and I've watched. In the past 6 months, I think I watched about 4 movies.
Isn't it always that way?
Yeah.
Well, this one, I don't know how it compares with the original, but I will say that the message for the Western world is something the Western world had better watch, better pay attention. It's not a joke.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about that Federation article. I've had that article. It's down the bottom of my page now. I had it on there, I don't know how long now, but it is kind of old news, but I guess it's kind of new news, too. So, you know, it's leading up to 2012, so until we get to 2012, it's still going to be news. And like you say, Indian Daily, it is kind of just a step above tabloid, but they do have some interesting reads on there. And I'm open-minded to anything. I don't know anything about Federation. I don't know anything about any of this stuff. All we can do is, speculate on it and keep our minds open and say, I haven't heard anything else, any other evidence to back it up or anybody else talking about it. So that's the only thing I've read on that.
Well, I actually have read quite a number of articles that talk about the existence of a galactic federation. And Dr. Michael Sala, who is one of the leaders in exopolitics, Dr. Michael Sala talks about the existence of this galactic federation or universe federation as if that's an accomplished fact. I don't think that I'm misquoting here. I don't want to be putting words in anyone's mouth. But I think Alfred Weber also, who has been on our show,
right,
talks about this.
I remember him saying something about it when he was on your show.
Mm-hmm. And so, I have not seen any evidence that says there is. And, that this galactic federation does exist. And yet there are people who are highly credentialed who seem to have seen such evidence.
Yeah, and the problem with these, so many stories out there, it's just the same thing with Serpo. Project Serpo. There's so many stories, somebody gets a good story going, and the problem is other people pick up and they feed off that story and they create other stories from it, and pretty soon you got a new story surfacing and that story is fed off. And how many of these stories are actually just fed off from one story, and somebody's just creating stories?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's happening. I try to remain open on mind, but I do wonder a lot about a lot of these stories. If they're just somebody picking up on one story, and they feed off the story, and they elaborate on the story, and it goes out over the internet, and more people pick up on it, and they add to the story, pretty soon the main source, or actually where the story came from, is lost.
Yeah, it's called circular information.
Yeah.
It all runs in a circle. It's like a dog chasing its tail. And and yet, having said that, I think both of us agree, you still have to pay attention to it because sometimes it turns out to be true.
Right, right.
Yeah. Hey, Don, thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
All right. 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. 1-800-289-1092. What do you suspect? Let's for a moment say that there is this galactic federation. Now, what would be the reason to have a galactic federation? What would be some of the reasons that you would have to have a galactic federation? And thinking of those reasons, why would we be invited in? For what purpose would we want to be in a galactic federation? We can't even fly to the moon tomorrow. Are you aware of that? NASA cannot go to the moon tomorrow. So why would we imagine that someone with galactic travel capabilities would be interested in having us as part of their club? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brent from Wyoming again.
Yes, Brent.
I've been thinking about this Galactic Federation, Universal Federation, whatever you want to call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know whether they exist or not, but I'm a little wary of their claim to be galactic or universal or whatever if they only represent a few small constellations.
Mm-hmm.
So I would stand back and say, all right, if you exist, make yourself known, and we'll take it from there.
All right, think about this.
All right. right.
I'm just going to play the devil's advocate here a moment.
Okay.
Or maybe just play the devil. Okay, we'll see. All right. So you've got 88 constellations represented.
Mm-hmm.
In the story that Debbie read for us, mm-hmm. there's 88 constellations. And and you're saying there should be more, is that right?
What I'm saying is that if they're going to make a claim to be galactic or universal, they should have a broader spectrum of constellations, solar systems, what have you, represented.
Okay.
Not just the little 88.
All right. What is the most powerful nation on this planet?
Right now, militarily, it's U.S.
How many states do we have?
50.
Are there any countries bigger geographically and in terms of population?
At least 3 or 4.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. I see your point.
Maybe they are the Galactic Federation because they are the ones who hold the power.
God, I hate to think of that, that way.
Mm-hmm. And so it may not be quite so benevolent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say I'm a little leery of them.
I'm a whole lot leery of anything that I didn't get to vote for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Brent, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. 1-800-289-1092. Yeah, look, you know, if I didn't get to vote for it and you didn't get to vote for it and others didn't get to vote for it, I'm very much leery of it. Very much leery. And you know, we may not have much choice. I mean, if it exists, if the Galactic Federation exists, and if they show up, they obviously have capabilities we don't have. If they show up here and we cannot even go to the moon yet, it's quite obvious they have capabilities we don't have. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from, please?
This is Michelle again from Quebec.
Yes, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, getting into your federation there, you asked what you thought about them. Police. You know, it's not just us that think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, planets that could be harmful to other planets. People that shoot off nuclear bombs for no reason at all. This could affect a lot more than just our planet.
So you're saying that they may be coming here to establish contact with us, not because we have the great technology they have, but because we do have some technology that's harmful.
And it's about time that we know that there's other people out there, and we have to take care of more than just planet Earth. Stop thinking just about a little bit like USA or Russia or China.
Mm-hmm.
We're much bigger. Just remember what happened in Brazil. The guy tried to help an alien, and he died 15 days later.
Yeah, you're talking about the military police officer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, this so far this year, I know you keep up more track probably than I do, but there's been over 300 sightings so far this year. Remember last week, 2 weeks ago in Chile, 30 people see something crash on a mountain at night, and the next morning when they went out to check it, there was nothing there. Now, 30 people see something crash, and they see that it was a place where something did crash, but there was no sign of anything.
What do you think happened to it?
Well, I think the government either there or some other government got a hold of it overnight and got rid of it.
Well, that's a possibility. That would be a very quick and very massive operation.
Well, how quick am I? Let's face it, we got American SEALs that can go in, and in 2 hours, how much damage can they do?
Well, you know, the American SEALs and the Deltas and all the other special forces, they can go in and, man, in under 2 hours, they can make people wish that it was not today, you know.
And like you said plenty of times before there, you know, there's governments all over the world now that are very, very high tech, and they can do stuff very quickly. But I mean, you know, beside the point, there is a federation of planets.
You think so?
I don't think they have to be all that many planets to be, you know, the ones of power, like you said, like the United States is a very powerful nation. But if these are the powerful, more powerful planets or systems, maybe they do take care of the little guys and say, look, it's about time you smarten up.
Yeah.
And we'll help you out a bit to get ahead as long as you promise to live by the rules we make. And if you don't, well, you're on your own.
You know, it may be shocking to us. I just had a thought, Michelle. It might be shocking to us to discover if these guys do make contact, that they look at our entire planet as a third world.
Well, 16,000 miles an hour back in the 50s. Some of these were tracked on radar. I watched in something about UFOs underwater.
Yeah.
One of the most advanced ships that they had, I think it was at Cleveland or something, 16 or 20 times they were chasing UFOs or stuff underwater, and they just did what they wanted. There was a ship back in Massachusetts where it was engulfed in some kind of a fog. Steel stuff on the deck was stuck down. Six men tried to pick it up, and they couldn't even lift it off the deck. It was just magnetized to the deck, just in this fog, and as soon as the fog's gone, everything was back to normal. I mean, there's a lot out there we don't understand yet. You know, we think we're advanced, but really, are we so advanced when we still cause wars and start wars?
Well, I don't think we're very advanced.
Did you remember a couple of weeks ago about the monkeys using spears to hunt?
No.
Oh, yeah, this is a story I see on National Geographic. I send it to you today, a video. Anyway, you'll see, watch it. Anyway, these monkeys not only now are using using spears to get these little animals out of the stumps, what they do is they use their spear to get this animal so he can't, you know, he can't get away.
Yeah.
Things jump from branch to branch like 5 or 10 feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to catch. And they got him, like, anyway, they hurt him with these spears. Then they break the branch open and take him out. But now they found out there's even some of these apes, these chimpanzees are living in caves when it gets too hot. You know, it's not only the humans that are evolving, I think, on this planet. There might be more going on here than we don't know, you know, we don't know about.
Well, that I think is true. I think there's a great deal more happening on this planet than we know about, and I think you've probably heard me say that when you compare what we know with what there is yet to know, what we know is microscopic.
That's right. I really agree with you 100%. And one thing you said, I caught it on the show before I even started listening to you. You said you believe that man has a gene or something inside of him that's violent.
Well I do, yes.
And I tend to agree with you. For some reason, sometimes we just lose our cool and we don't think. You know, we don't take that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right to 10 and say, maybe I better not say that or do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're still growing. I think we're still children compared to the rest of the universe. And I think there's other planets out there that are far, not as far advanced as we are.
That's scary.
Well,
that's a scary thought.
There's a big universe out there, Devin.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And look at what we found out just by positive thinking, how much we can help people.
Yeah, I wonder why we don't do that more often.
Well, you know, it's kind of thing that, you know, you do it when you... I think people on your radio station that started to listen to this kind of radio
mm-hmm.
are starting to understand that we are more... More than we want, we're more than what we think we are. It's just that we got to start studying and learn more, and that's where we need you so much, Kevin. That's why I said take it easy, because you've taught us so much so far, and there's so much more we have to learn.
Well, I do appreciate it, Michelle, and I thank you for the call.
You're welcome, Kevin.
All right,
have a good one.
All right, bye bye.
1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free, and we will welcome your call. I'd love to hear from you. Debbie from Columbus brought up an article about a Galactic Federation, the possibility of that existing, and the fact, according to the article, that this Galactic Federation intends to make contact officially with the governments of Earth in 2012. And they're going to do so in a way so that there's no hiding it, okay? I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if a Galactic Federation exists. I don't know that I believe that a Galactic Federation exists. I can't say that I do. I can't say that I disbelieve it. I can say I don't know. But what do you think about it? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and your where are you calling from? Uh-huh. Well, they didn't even hang on very long, did they? 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free throughout North America. So I don't know. You know, I can't say that I believe. I can't say that I don't believe. I can say I don't know. I haven't seen evidence, real evidence, one way or the other. I've heard a lot of speculation. But what do you think about it? What do you think about this, the existence, the possibility of the existence here of a Galactic Federation? And then my question about that is, if they do exist, why would they be interested in contacting us? We can't even fly to the moon. I see a lot of people think that we're really, really sophisticated because they look at these pictures from Hubble, and they look at these pictures that come back from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter or from the little rovers that are out there on the surface. But, folks, you have to realize we can't even put a spaceship together now that can go to the moon. We haven't been able to do that since Apollo. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie again. Uh-huh. This is kind of an offshoot of what Michelle was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There actually have been studies done. I don't know if Jane Goodall was responsible for some of these studies where they've shown that chimpanzees have used sticks to, like, go into termite hills and extract termites or insects from trees. And in addition to that, they were teaching it to their children, to their offspring.
Now, why would this be important?
Well, I think it's kind of what Michelle is saying. I tend to think that maybe it's not only humans that are becoming enlightened, but maybe possibly chimpanzees. I don't know about gorillas. I've read more about the studies on chimps than I have gorillas. It's just very interesting that, you know, Michelle would bring that up. And why should we be the only ones that have to become enlightened? Why not some other species of animals that are almost human? I mean, we share 98% of our genetic material with chimpanzees. And I'm not talking about the alien genes that were found in us that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. But, what about whales? What about dolphins?
They're very intelligent also, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that a lot of what they try to communicate with us. I really sincerely believe that. And particularly dolphins, there's just something about them that is just very interesting. I had a chance once to be able to go into a pool where dolphins were at and, you know, I mean, physically get close to them. And they're just very wonderful creatures, and they're very intelligent. And I know this is going to sound silly, but I could feel like I was having a conversation with them. I mean, I would talk to them, they would answer back. Of course, they were answering in their own language, but just because I can't understand dolphinese doesn't mean that they weren't trying to communicate.
Dolphinese, huh?
Dolphinese, yeah.
That's great.
New word coined. I mean, I don't know if, you know, Webster's is going to, you know, take that and put it into their their taxes them or not, but I just figured,
Dolphinese.
Kind of like, cool, you know, like
Chaplin. I think you make some good points. I would think if we are going through any kind of an enlightenment, first of all, I think that's a breath of fresh air because I think we've been going through a period of instupidment for a long time. But new word. So if we're going through any kind of enlightenment, I would think that it would have there would be effects around us in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is causing it to happen to us must surely be having effect upon them as well. And maybe someday we'll learn to speak Dolphinese. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Well, and also elephants. Elephants, there have been studies done on elephants where they commit many of their migratory routes to memory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the scientists, the animal behaviorists, are basically saying, well, no, it's instinct. I don't tend to believe that. I mean, they've actually have done studies on elephants where they have seen elephants show emotion.
Oh yeah.
When one of their family, you know, dies, they mm-hmm. they mourn over them. They've actually seen elephants. I mean, I haven't seen it myself. I mean, I've never gone to safari in Africa, but there have been reports where even some of the native peoples that have lived there have seen elephants shed tears.
I've seen it on documentaries.
Yeah, when you know a family member die because their herd can basically consists of family units, like mm-hmm. you know, mothers and aunts and grandmothers and sisters and things like that. It's mostly
and the grandmothers usually run the herd.
Debbie,
we have to take a break.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Very interesting stuff. Dolphinese. Well, a brand new word. Okay, folks, we'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
What kind of music is this?
Death metal.
I don't get this new stuff.
New?
Are you kidding me? These guys got everything they know from the marauding Visigoth warriors. You know, the Dark Age.
What? The Dark Ages!
600 years of degenerate, godless, inhuman behavior. The Dark Ages, only on the History Channel.
Hey, how's the coverage with that phone?
It doesn't work that great everywhere, but
that doesn't come back to bite me.
Hello?
There's been a mistake.
You took home a poisonous cottonmouth.
I missed that last part. What?
It could bite you.
I lost you.
Hello?
Besides,
I'm playing with my snake.
Wish you were on a more reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless has the fewest drop calls of any national carrier.
Good.
Come give Daddy a kiss.
Yeah.
Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you.
You're just a mouse click away from a better way to rent movies. Blockbuster Total Access. Movies through the mail plus movies through the store. One low price. Get a free trial at your Blockbuster store or Blockbuster.com.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's Ralph? Come here, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. I want you to mount the flat screen on this wall, and then I want you to put the speakers here and here and hook it up to our computer so we can play slideshows and music. Ready, Ralph? Install.
For home theater help, you don't need a dog. You need Fire Dog. Home theater installation, PC service, wireless, and more. Fire Dog, your digital home companion at Circuit City.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, Open Line Live, we continue to roll across the universe. This is the number one talk show on Nibiru, and doggone close to it on Earth, getting there. And we're glad that you're here making all that happen. Dolphinese, I kind of chuckled at that, but, you know, really, it has been known for quite some time, for many years, that dolphins do communicate. And there's been many studies, trying to unlock the language of the dolphins, with some success, as a matter of fact. What do you think about that? Do you think that there's some kind of enlightenment taking place all around us, even in the animal kingdom around us? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I had your volume turned down. Let's try it again. Your first name?
This is Trey in Atlanta.
Oh, Trey, how are you doing?
Fine. Good to have you back, Kevin. And only thing I can tell you is, man, try to get more sleep.
Believe me, I am.
I know you're one of those guys that doesn't sleep much, and eventually that'll catch up with you.
Yeah. Well, it caught up with me, believe me.
Yeah.
And when something like that happens, no matter how strongly you think I'm going to get up and walk across this room, it ain't happening.
Well, you know, you could always just throw on, if you need to take a day off to get rest every now and then, just throw on a replay, and, you know, we can suffer through a replay, you know, if it's going to stop you from falling over.
Well, I tell you what I think I will do. I think I will pursue the idea of having, you know, someone to be a backup.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of folks in mind, and perhaps there are others who are interested. But just, you know, get in touch with me if you're interested, and we'll see. But, I really, replay is okay, but it's better to have a live host.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, as far as these creatures evolving, I think one of the most impressive things that we have, my father does show me an article that they found, actually observed a female chimpanzee, killing one of these bush babies wherever they hunt, killing it with a spear. And I thought, you know, that's pretty neat. We saw that happen. But I think the most impressive thing as far as animals is you've got to be the dolphin. I saw an article one time where the dolphin has some ability, either by using sonar or just staring at whatever it's doing it to. It's been done it to sharks and other fish. It would literally paralyze them, kind of like the grays. But I'd never heard of that until I saw that article. That's why a dolphin can actually paralyze a shark or other fish and then, you know, do what it wants to, either swim off or attack it.
Really?
Yeah. So it was, I saw it a couple of years ago, and then I tried to find it again about 3 or 4 months ago, and it's still there. I guess, you know, type in keyword, you know, dolphin paralyzes, you know, there's sonar or staring, but it was something that did some, I forget what, students in some country, some college, I believe, are the ones who discovered this, but that's what reminded me of the grays.
Well, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, no, it's there, definitely on the internet. It's something that, and like I said, I even went back to making sure it was still there, making sure I didn't imagine it. I go, man, that's amazing. That really is amazing. You know, I mean, I'm sure it's probably easy enough to find. Somebody out in your audience will find it.
Well, but, now, you know, if, in fact, the dolphins can do that, that means that they're probably more advanced than us.
Just don't have thumbs.
They do speak dolphinese, though.
Yeah. But they can't build anything, so we're okay. They're not going to take over anytime soon. They wouldn't be able to make it on land. I guess they could have little, you know, aqua cars, you know, like little fish bowls they could fly around or something if they wanted to take over. But somebody would have to make it for them.
Yeah, somebody with thumbs.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
All right, thanks.
All right.
You see why I love coming here? Oh, I'll tell you, no matter what kind of day you're having, you come to the Kevin Smith Show, you'll go away saying it was a good day. And that's a good thing. We need more good days on this planet. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. If you will, tell us your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Bob outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas again.
Yes, Bob?
You know, I felt moved to call in just to remind everybody that, you know, in the scriptures, the Bible I'm speaking of, is it says that the Father allows a grand illusion that would deceive even the elect, if possible. And I just want everybody to keep that in mind, that what we're being confronted with may be that grand illusion. You know, I don't
Well, it might be. But it's that same book that also says that we're going to be evacuated off of this planet. And that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. That means a new universe.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of information, you know, and how can we really understand it? I think that there's one thing that I mull with constantly, and that's the level of deception that's on this earth right now. And I suppose it's been here all along. You being a peace officer for many years, we're confronted with this on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always look at all of this with a, I'm always skeptical, you know. I don't even believe my eyesight half the time, you know, let alone what I hear.
But now I do. If I see it, I saw it.
Yeah.
And the grand deception, as far as I'm concerned, is when someone comes along and says, what you saw, you did not see.
Yeah, well, boy, doesn't okay? that happen.
Yes. Now, that's grand deception. If I that's see it, true. I see it. If I heard it, I heard it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you didn't see it, and maybe you didn't hear it. That has absolutely no impact on me. If I saw it, I saw it. If I heard it, I heard it. And I think that a great deal of grand deception is when someone comes along and says, what you saw, you didn't see. And, if you think you really did see it, it really wasn't what you saw. It was something else.
You know, that's funny that you put this in this context, because I've been battling with my father for the last 3 months over my experiences. And really, as I got fed up and I said to him, I said, Dad, I don't have the opportunity to step out of these shoes and deny what I've seen. And so I'd have to agree with you that, but, you know, it's not that I'm a doubting Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm very careful today where I tread, you know.
Well, see, and Bob, that's why I've been through some of the mental gymnastics that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why today I say I don't believe anything.
Right.
Okay? If I see it, I see it, and that's it. Whatever is, is. And that's all there is. And you know, if someone, like you told me about seeing this rainbow and having this experience, you know, with...
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that. I didn't see it, and I don't believe it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't disbelieve it.
Right.
It's yours.
Right.
Okay? I drive my car. I don't drive yours.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so I just face the world that way, and the world is a whole lot easier to deal with. And, you know, some people drive Cadillacs. I drive a Pontiac. Some people drive... Lincolns, and some people drive Volkswagens, and you know,
mm-hmm.
okay, well, I drive my car.
Right.
And what I have seen and what I know, that's for me.
Yeah, I think really all it leaves me is with a lot of hope for all of us, you
mm-hmm.
know, and a lot of prayer, and that's for sure. Kevin,
yeah.
Thank you. And, we're looking forward to listening to Steel Eye again tomorrow night. If you're there,
I will be here.
If you can't be there, then get a little rest, and I'm sure everybody would understand.
Okay. Well, my plan is to be here. Thank you for the call. 1-800-289-1092 is the magic number that will transport you right here into the studio. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. Glad to see everything's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear you back on the show.
Great. Who am I talking to?
Marianne from New York.
Marianne from New York. You know, we had to have somebody from New York tonight. And, nobody has called from New York.
Oh.
So I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that we heard somebody from New York tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the Galactic Federation.
Yeah.
And if you get a hold of Sheldon Neidel, he's the Planetary Activation Organization. This is what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was abducted when he was a young boy, and he's got a grandfather-like figure. I've heard him on Mary Sutherland and a few other shows, and he tells exactly who he is and what he does and what the Federation is all about. I guess the last time that I listened to him, the saucers were very, very close to Earth. I you know, they're supposed to come down. They were supposed to reveal themselves. And Kevin, believe me, there are star people because I've seen them.
You have?
Yes, I've seen the ships. Last summer, I swear there was going up, there was a war going on up there. There were so many things going on.
So they were having a little galactic.
Well, that's what it looked like. I took my grandson.
Little discussion with guns, huh?
I don't know. No, it was just flying through the air. The speed is unbelievable. If you blink your eyes, you're going to miss it. And I took my grandsons out that one evening, and they go, well, Grandma, what's going on? Is there a war going on up there? Because we've seen quite a few of them. And after that, there were, looked like our guys were up there. I don't know if they were policing the area, but it just looked suspicious. It was unreal. But Sheldon Neidel has associated with the Galactic Federation.
Why would we want to join this Galactic Federation if they're having a war?
Well, well, it, I'm not saying they did. I've seen it appeared. It appeared that way.
Well, man, I'd hate to. I'd hate for us to join something and think, you know, that it's, you know, all peace and love and light, and then the next day we find out they're telling us, suit up, it's time to fight.
Yeah, that's very true. It just looks very suspicious because, I mean, we'd see the beams of light just faster than our ships, than our, you know, airplanes. And my grandson made a remark, you know, is there a war going on up there? I said, I don't know.
Wow. And this was when, last year?
Yeah, last summer, out on the back on the back deck of my daughter's patio. We sat there night after night after night and watched them. It was fantastic.
But, well, I'd like to see something like that. I, of course, to do that, I have to go outside, and I don't do that too much.
Well, it was during the summer, and I was out there every night, every night, every night. And there are some strange things going on. I don't know if the closer we get to the December 21st, 2012, when the sun comes through Galactic Center, but there are things shifting and changing. And it,
what do you think? Is that going to be a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's up to the individual, and I think we all need to stick together in terms of synchronicity and spirituality and... I mean, if you can look at a person and you know that they know that you know, I guess that's the best we can do.
Well, what if when we start through this galactic equator, what if that creates all kinds of trauma and cataclysms and catastrophes on the planet?
Well,
I mean, I some people are predicting that. I don't, but there are people who are.
I think it will happen. I think we will have some cataclysmic conditions going on. It's inevitable.
Why?
Because the sun is coming through, you know, Galactic Center. The things are shifting.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's going to create cataclysms for us. I mean, it might. It might. And, you know, look, the fact is... we're all riding this same surfboard through the galaxy, and if it's going to happen, it'll happen to all of us.
Well, I'll tell you, I think some of the starships up there are watching out for the Earth, the globe, the our planet. I don't think they're here to help us. I just don't think, because I think we are how do you want to call it?
Barbaric?
Well, they say we're barbaric, according to what I'm listening to, but so are they. They hide. They don't show us who they are. They don't tell us what they're here for. I think they're sneaky.
I do too. Oh, thank you so much for the call. Glad we got a call from New York tonight. We have to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
That doesn't come back to bite me.
Hello?
There's been a mistake. You took home a poisonous cottonmouth.
I missed that last part. What?
It could bite you.
I lost shit.
Hello?
Besides,
I'm playing with my snake.
Wish you were on a more reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless has the fewest drop calls of any national carrier.
Good.
Come give Daddy kiss.
Yeah.
Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you.
You're just a mouse click away from a better way to rent movies. Blockbuster Total Access. Movies through the mail plus movies through the store. One low price. Get a free trial at your Blockbuster store or Blockbuster.com.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's Ralph? Come here, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. I want you to mount the flat screen on this wall, and then I want you to put the speakers here and here and hook it up to our computer so we can play slideshows and music. Ready, Ralph? Install.
For home theater help, you don't need a dog. You need Fire Dog. Home theater installation, PC service, wireless, and more. Fire Dog, your digital home companion at Circuit City.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back, and we have just a few minutes left in this show tonight. We have a caller holding. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Dave in North Carolina.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good. I'm so glad that you're making a speedy recovery, and I'm glad that you're doing so well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I wanted to, not to change gears, but I guess I kind of am. I was wondering if you saw that... the story in Yahoo News about the ice on Mars that they found at the South Pole?
No, and Dave, honestly, I have not read anything on the internet since Saturday night except for hundreds of emails that I've received. Other than that, I haven't.
Well, get this. I thought you'd be interested in this because I know you own some property up there, too. So.
I have a mineral lease up there.
Well, yeah. They found on the South Pole, they found a massive piece of ice. At some points, it's over 2.3 miles thick.
Uh-huh.
They said if it all melted, it would cover the entire planet in like 36 feet of water.
Outstanding.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
Yes, it is.
You know, you could have a colony up there and survive for a long time on that amount of water.
You could, and you know you've probably heard the people who some of the plans they have to go to Mars are to make ships that go up there, and they make their own fuel there, and they would need water, and that's they got tons of it there, so
yeah,
we could actually make our own fuel to come back home and stuff. So I think it's pretty cool.
It is cool. It is. Well, I'll check that out. I haven't gotten back into the, as I said to a caller earlier, I'm not doing the 20 hours a day that I was used to doing. And,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
You
so,
get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. That's fantastic news. Interesting news that there's not just some water on Mars, and used to be some water on Mars, but there's a whole bunch of water, and they know where it is. That's good. I'll have to check into that. We still have approximately 10 minutes, and that means I've got time for one more quick call. We got from Scotland a flash message that says, this is from Mike in Scotland. Hi, Kevin. Great to hear you. Just take it easy. All the best. Mike in Scotland. Mike, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I assure all of you, I am going to take it easier than I was. But it's hard to do. You know, honestly, since I was in college, I've been getting between 2 to 4 hours sleep a night, and it's a little difficult for me to go for more than that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Kevin. My name is Elias, and I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called a few times before.
Okay. Well,
and,
thank you for calling.
I'm the one who always says I'm a big fan of the cowbell, so instead of the applause.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I still have the cowbell somewhere around here. I don't know, things have moved a little bit since I was here last.
Well, so. Don't exert yourself. I just wanted to say that I'm very, very happy that you're doing well, and I was concerned when I heard the news, and I was listening anxiously for an update, and I'm glad that you're back on the air, and I'm glad you're doing well.
Well, I thank you. You know, one of the concerns that doctors had was, even though I did not have any initial paralysis or speech defect, that in the hours after the stroke, it could set in. And just fortunately, it didn't, and I feel blessed. I do.
Well, I think a lot of people were praying for your recovery, and that had a lot to do with it.
I don't deny it. I would be a fool to even think of denying it.
Yeah, it's got power. No matter how you focus your energy, whether it's through prayer or focused positive intent, I think it's the same sort of thing, personally.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I wanted to ask you if you had any advice for someone who was interested in starting their own like paranormal discussion program or radio program.
Yeah, you're talking about broadcasting, audio.
Audio, probably at least starting as a podcast on a website.
Yeah, I do. First of all, make sure it's something that you absolutely love, because there's not much money. In fact,
right.
I spent 7 years without it. I spent 6 years without it paying its own way. And it just had to all come out of my pocket. People hear the ads, for instance, on this show and think I'm making tons of money. What you don't understand is how much it costs to buy bandwidth for 70 countries to listen. And now, I personally don't do that, but my network does. And so there's not a great deal of money. Now, if it's something you really love and you're doing it because you want to get at the truth, I can tell you that the only thing you absolutely must have is you got to have a computer, and you got to have a headset with a microphone on it. Now, can you get fancier than that? Yes, you can. And you can get up into the thousands of dollars of equipment. All you actually have to have is a computer and a headset with a microphone. Now, how do I know that? Because for the first 5 years, that's the way I broadcast. That's all I had. In fact, when I started, I just had the computer. I didn't even have a microphone. So, but if you send me an email, I'll be happy to give you information where you can contact me. We'll talk about it, and I'll give you all the help I can.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate it. And once again, I'm really glad that you're doing well, and I think we all are. And here's to your even speedier, further recovery.
Thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. All right. We are just way too past the time when we can take calls. I'm sorry. We have a call coming in. I just can't take it because we're I would have time to hear you, but I wouldn't have time to respond to you, and I'm sorry. It feels good to be back. You know what? It does. Now, I know that it's not, you know, I wasn't gone all that long, but folks, for 7 years, I haven't missed this much time. Maybe a day with a sore throat, you know. But I haven't missed this much time in 7 years of broadcasting. And so this feels like a huge chunk out of my life just to not be at the microphone until tonight. And it feels good. It feels really good. And you have made it, as always, enjoyable. You make this show. You know that. You make this show. Kevin's the same every night, but you, now, you make this show, and you've made it popular, and you've made it grow, and you are why we're in 70 countries, and I love you for it. I appreciate all of the email that you've sent telling me how you're praying for me and you want me to get well. I just had no idea that we would get so much email like that. But I appreciate it. Now, I have responded to as many of those as I can. I had to stop, and if I didn't respond to yours, understand, I did read it, but I just had to stop and get some rest. The one lingering thing that happens to me, and it has not happened during the show tonight, but all of a sudden, it's as if someone just throws a switch, and all of my energy goes, and I just have to lay down. I'm just dead tired. But that has not happened to me tonight. It's been very enjoyable and uplifting and positive for me to be back with you. I hope it has been for you as well. And tomorrow night, we'll get a chance to talk with Robbie Thomas about all of this. You know, Robbie is one of the premier psychic mediums on the planet. He doesn't claim to be that, but I claim it for him. I mean, I have had dealings with a whole bunch of psychic mediums. Robbie Thomas is the real thing. And from my point of view, Robbie Thomas is the real thing. And he's very insightful and very accurate. Well, he's going to be with us tomorrow night. And we're going to talk about some new developments in his life, some really exciting things that are coming up. I can't say more than that. I'm going to let him break the news to you, all right? It's good stuff. And then maybe I'll get a chance to sneak in a little question or two about this kind of mysterious thing that happened to me. Now, you may think it's not mysterious. You may think, well, you just had a stroke. That's not mysterious. Well, you let it happen to you and find out how mysterious it is. It's weird. It really is. I didn't see any light or anything like that, so it was not, I think, not a near-death experience. But, in fact, I just couldn't see anything. I could hear everything. But anyway, we'll find out from Robbie tomorrow night what we may find out, what is possible to find out. And you be here too, okay? My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.